Work tracking is now part of daily work. Teams use tools to see output and time use. This can help planning and pay. It can also create stress if not handled with care. A balance is needed. This balance supports trust and keeps people engaged. Why balance matters? Monitoring can show gaps in work. It can also help leaders plan work and set goals. At the same time, it can feel like control. When people feel watched all the time, they may hold back or lose trust. This can hurt morale. A clear plan can avoid this gap. Set clear purpose. Start with a simple goal. Explain why monitoring exists. Link it to work goals and team needs. Keep the message direct. Avoid vague terms. When people know the reason, they can accept the system. State what data is used and how long it stays. Do not hide details. This step builds trust. It also sets a base for fair use. Define what to track. Do not track all actions. Focus on work output and time on tasks. Avoid personal data that is not tied to work. This keeps the system within limits. You can choose two focus areas. One is task time. The other is output count. This keeps the model simple. It also avoids noise in data. Give control to employees. Let people see their own data. This helps them check errors and plan work. It also gives a sense of control. Add a way to correct logs. This reduces conflict. Offer an opt-in model for some features. This can include screen capture or location. When people choose, they feel part of the process. Keep policies short and clear. Write a short policy. Use plain language. Avoid legal terms where not needed. Share it with all staff. Ask for feedback and update it. Include two key parts. One is what is tracked. The other is who can view the data. This removes doubt and sets limits. Train managers. Managers play a key role. They must use data with care. They must not use it as the only signal. They should combine it with direct talk. Train them to read trends, not single events. One bad day shows.